up, guys? And we're off.
We are off. You almost didn't say it.
I know. I was like, you know what? I have to say it. I have to keep the tradition going.
Had it. Anyways, welcome back, Late Bloomers. My name is Tom. I'm here with Gene.
Yep.
Again, welcome if you're new. This is Late Bloomer, Tom and Gene.
Yep. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, do all that shit. Give us a review. Tell us how you liked it, all right?
Oh, yeah. Tell us how you like it. So this week, we had a big week here in LA, and it's a fucking lockdown. And you got so mad, you texted me. You're like, bro, I'm done.
It was all over Twitter. Yeah.
This city sucks. I'm going to Florida or Arizona. All my friends are going to Florida and Arizona.
Texas, too.
Texas.
I was actually thinking about making it out to Texas for a little bit, too.
You want to go to Austin?
Yeah, Austin is where I'm going.
Let's go.
Because Austin is pretty blue, right? Someone that looks like the way I do does not feel safe in most parts of Texas.
No, you can't.
But in Austin, I feel somewhat safe.
Okay. You know? Don't go outside of that. What do you think? And so, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the one that showed me it, was everything but parks, right? That's the only thing that's open? So it's indoor,
public dining. We gotta look into it a little more, but basically all restaurants are closed.
Gyms are already closed.
Gyms are closed. Gyms have been closed for about a week and a half or so. I mean, restaurants are closed. And what more is there to say? Like, obviously, everything else is closed.
And the fucking curfew. Right. We have a curfew till 10.
Going on with shopping? Because, Black Friday just ended, but, I wasn't sure. Because, in Orange County... Yeah. They were allowing it, but LA was it?
I think it was just outlets. I don't know if they regulate. I didn't hear anything bad happen, but I know GameStop, if you're trying to get that PlayStation or Best Buy, I know people were camping like crazy to try to get that. So
crazy shit.
I don't know much about in Hollywood. But anyways, so even with all this lockdown, all this bullshit rules that we just hate, how are we staying social? And what is your advice on how we try to just this bug that makes us these young 20-somethings, you will want to stay social. What have we been doing so far?
That's the main point of this episode, it is, right? It is, right? Yeah. It's how to stay social in lockdown and not go crazy, right?
Yes.
I think there's a lot of ways to go about it, but I think the first thing you have to do is you have to maintain relationships with people, right?
That's so important.
Whether it's a friend relationship, whether it's a girl that you're kind of flirting with, whether it's, someone that you've had an on and off thing with, a fuck buddy, whatever the fuck it is, right? Yeah. You need to maintain those relationships. What you don't want to have happen is to be antisocial this whole time and just be fucking miserable. Yeah. But also, two, you don't want to come out of this
Square one, right?
Don't have any friends, none of that. So
what have you, yes. And I think what I've been doing the most is I check in once every few weeks.
Right.
Just how is everything doing? You good? Let's go for a walk.
Before
10, apparently.
Right.
And just kind of keep that relationship still on each other's radar. Because you know as well as I do is when you leave or you don't talk for a while, it's kind of just done.
Right.
You know?
So I'm actually an introvert at heart, believe it or not. But,
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I'm actually an introvert at heart. I feel better, not being that social and kind of being in my own bubble thing. Yeah. What I've talked about before on previous episodes is that I get FOMO. So I need to talk to people or I feel like I'm missing out. I need to go to that party or else I feel like I'm missing out. Right. But naturally, I'm an introvert. So what I actually do is I actually schedule in my calendar, I'm going to spend an hour on Tuesday evening texting my friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
So I kind of, obviously some weeks are better than others and I don't do it every week.
Super basic, just checking in.
Well, it depends on the person, right? If I'm texting you, I'm not going to be
hey, bro.
Remember
that one time at Warwick?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to be hey, what's up, man? Yeah. How was your week, right? Yeah. But if it's a girl I haven't talked to in 2 months, right? Yeah. I might start off with just hey, how's your quarantine been?
Yeah.
We haven't talked in a while. Mm-hmm. Or hey, we should go to that restaurant again that we went to before lockdown. Once lockdown is over, right?
Right.
You try to bring out the good memories that you've had with people.
And you try to set up these meetings hopefully soon.
And chances are, we've talked about this before as well. No matter which way you believe, whether you believe the lockdown is good or not or whatever it is, you don't want to be locked down. So most of these people are down to hang out.
No, we mentioned Joyce going out to eat was a big deal, right?
Right.
And then now it's funny is a lot of my friends who hated going out, or just like want to go out once or twice a month,
right,
are like begging to go out now. So it's like kind of that weird philosophy of like, you take it away, now you want it.
Right.
And
right.
It's kind of fulfilling that need that everyone has right now. But let's just say you want to get someone new. How have you gotten new relationships during this lockdown?
I think you got to stay active. What you cannot do is sit in your ass and stay home all day, right?
Right.
Obviously, you can connect with people on social media and text messages and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're meeting new people, you need to meet them out. And a great way right now is doing outdoorsy stuff that are open, right?
Right.
What's still open is like hikes. As of now, hikes are still open.
And if you're from my Midwest spots where it's 20 below right now.
Right, right.
It's a little tough.
Right. You can hike right now. You can meet people that way. Another great thing that we actually did together recently was going to the mall, but it was like an outdoor mall.
Right.
In Los Angeles, there's this place called The Grove, and you know, most big cities have outlets everywhere.
Right, right.
That's a great way because it's around the holidays. People are buying gifts right now.
Yeah.
People are out. They're looking to socialize. And I think right now is an easy time to meet people because everyone else also wants to meet people, right?
Right.
They're just as bored as all of us.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So going to those areas that have a lot of people, have a lot of volume is a great place to meet people.
Right.
Target, Whole Foods.
Oh, man. We love our Target, Whole Foods.
Places that have to be open, right?
Yeah.
Target has to stay open. Yeah. Whole Foods has
Ralph's
to stay open.
For Ralph's. West Coasters, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So there's grocery stores and there's like clothing outlets, like we rent some people at Nordstrom's and Aloe, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you are at these spots, what have you said? Because I've seen you out and you do very well when you're socializing and mingling with new people. What do you say to kind of get them just to start the conversation?
Okay, so if I don't know this person.
No clue.
I don't know this person. I guess my thing is just I'd like to start a conversation with the circumstances that are presented to me, right?
Right.
So if we're at a Lululemon, right, and and a girl and I are in the same section, I mean, that sounds kind of weird, but if we're looking at the same jacket, or let's just say we're in the same section for whatever reason, you talk about the clothes,
right?
You start a conversation. For me, it's all about being smooth, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't... there's a lot of guys that like to go up to girls like, hey, I just want to come over and tell you I thought you were beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'd love to take you out for coffee sometime.
What's your number? What's your name?
What's your number? You got Snap? That's not my thing, right?
That's your last
thing. Hey, yo, Sean, hey. Hey, yo, you got that. You got Snap? You got Keith or Keith?
Kick?
Kick?
You got...
or whatever the fuck that was. Is it Keith or Kick?
It's probably Kick. I don't know.
Anyways.
Whatever, yeah.
Anyways, like... you know, I'd like to keep it natural.
When you throw your intentions right off the bat on that, it just kind of, you kind of lose
it's
the whole
dynamic. It's like you're playing poker and you're showing your cards.
Yeah, like, well, I already know you have, so.
Right? Exactly.
Okay, right.
So you can't bluff there,
right?
If you go up to a girl and immediately the first thing you say is, hey, I thought you were beautiful.
Yeah.
This girl already comes in with the expectation that she's above you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, he's attracted to me. I don't particularly feel it's my choice, exactly,
right?
And it goes vice versa. Ladies, don't do this with men either.
Right.
Don't go up to men and be like, and I don't think girls really do that unless they're fucked up at a bar.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
don't
ladies, don't go up to a guy at a bar and be like, hey, I think you're cute.
Yeah.
We should hang out sometime. No, fuck that.
Well, it's
start a conversation about what he's wearing. You like his shirt.
Yeah.
You like the drink he's drinking, right?
Right.
Ask him what he's drinking, right?
Right.
These are all like very platonic, easy things.
Right.
But I just don't want you guys to give up your power from the get-go.
Give up your power. Yeah.
It's power.
It is.
It's power,
like, it's
right?
Control,
and as a man, you definitely can't show your cards at the beginning because... girls get hit on, a pretty girl gets hit on a million times a week.
Even one, not even a 6 or a 7 is going to get hit up way more than you ever will.
Right,
just
right,
it is
right.
What it is.
Yeah, they get hit up, hey, you're so beautiful, baby, let me take you out.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Fuck that, be different.
Right,
right,
right. So under the radar is brilliant. And I kind of did it too when we were at Nordstrom's. I just, a line I used was, I was like, which shoe do you recommend me getting right now? I don't know if it's black or white. I mean, just I already have the, right, and you just... you start a conversation from there, and what ended up happening is people always, like, what do I say first? But, like, when you notice is when you're actually in that conversation, neither of you remember what that first line was, right? Mm-hmm. You always are in that moment, and you're like, I don't even know what I started with, but I end up getting your number, end up working out really well.
Right, right.
That's just my perspective.
What's another place you would recommend to go meet people?
So a lot of shopping malls, and I always recommend when other people have asked me this, is you want to go into a store that is like a unisex area. Because if it's like the men on the first floor and then the women on the second, and you go up to the women's floor, like, hey, which shirt do you recommend? Like, you're kind of, it's kind of weird.
Okay, so we did stores, right? So yeah, so yeah. Where else outside of grocery stores, anywhere? It doesn't even have to be at a place. But, like, how do you meet people during a lockdown?
You can easily do online, right? Your Tinders, your Bumbles, your Instagrams, just the classic DMing.
Okay. And how do you go about that?
It would be always an invite. So have a setup thing with your friends that you hopefully you already have friends. And one of you can have a spot where everyone can meet up at. And then you would.
What if you don't have that spot because it's locked down, or the spot that you typically go to?
I'm saying like an apartment, or.
So you're saying have little get-togethers.
I'm saying having little get-togethers is probably one of the best things. Is in.
So like a kickback.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever word you want to use. Yeah.
Okay.
A kickback, and that you can just send out your DMs like, hey, we're all having people over. It's a social thing. We all have that social bug we're trying to itch right now. Bring you and your friends over.
Right, right.
Yeah, because you've been doing that a lot recently.
Right, right.
So is that your strategy?
Yeah, mainly? That's a great way to connect with people.
Right.
It's still a way to be, like, somewhat within the rules, mm-hmm. but, you know, you're still hanging out, right?
Right.
You're keeping it under 10,
yeah,
right? You're doing some stuff, right?
And then from there, you can kind of easily pick off one or two of them, like, you know, this is kind of over, let's go back to my place, or let's go out. Let's get Postmates or Uber Eats or something.
Right.
And then you can go on a date from there. And she's dying to go on a date as well. So take advantage of that mindset right now. Because hopefully this ends soon. And then when all this shit ends, it's just going to be all hell breaks loose, I think.
Right.
And
I think so.
So you have to take advantage of this mentality, this desperation to be social,
right.
I think.
I think when that vaccine comes out is when all hell is going to break loose.
It's going to be like when everything opens up again, man, it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
So just take advantage. Like, that girl that you never thought you had a shot with, she's probably itching to be social right now. So, like, call up your boys. Everyone bring one or two girls each so it doesn't feel weird that you're pointing just her out. Like, we already have people coming. And then utilize social media and be like, look what create your FOMO that Jean was mentioning. Take a story. She's probably going to see it. Next time she's going to come and it'll be easier.
Gotcha.
Set up from there. Yeah.
Have you done any dates during this time?
I have not been that persistent with my one-on-one dates. Social stuff I have.
Okay.
One-on-one stuff, not as much. What about you?
I haven't either, but I have done a couple one-on-one things, but it's been very casual.
Right.
But I would like to, in the very, very near future, do like a one-on-one thing. And right now, expectations for girls is not like, hey, go take me on this amazing trip or pay for this super expensive dinner. It's not like that. It's
you
gotta
take
like,
me to Tulum.
You know, it's just like, hey, come over. Let's drink a bottle of wine and chill.
Right.
Right. Watch fucking Bachelorette or whatever the fuck girls are watching Bachelorette. Now nowadays. Right?
Right.
Another thing that's been big for me is go out of town, guys. Go out of town.
You've been doing that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, is open in Mexico.
I'm just saying, get your passport.
Maybe it's a little bit looked down upon, but I mean, it is what it is, right? Right.
I mean,
shit is open in Mexico. What else is there to do? Yeah. You can go to Austin. We were just talking about that. You go to Florida, Miami.
Scottsdale.
Miami doesn't give a fuck, right?
Scottsdale
is like pretty much open in Arizona, right? You could have a lot of fun out there.
If you have some neighboring states that you're like, you know what, fuck it, let's go take a week off and head on over. I don't know what's in the Midwest. I don't know if there's like, if Chicago's big or whatever.
Chicago's close as fuck.
It's really
Chicago's insanely blue. So it's very close.
Okay.
But
regardless, just if there's a city that you are, that's open, that has things going on, you should absolutely go just to kind of feed that itch and then try to use that as kind of like this big funnel into your social stuff with your other friends.
Right. Tom was asking me the other day, I was like, hey, I think I might go to Texas for a little bit. Tom was like, why, just a party? And I was like, well, party, eat food at a restaurant, work out.
Yep.
Like,
crazy.
You can't do shit right here.
Yeah.
You know, we got to take advantage of that.
Right, right. And, I'm also curious on what everyone else has been doing. You know, I know you and I talk a lot about this, but everyone else in LA or New York or Chicago, we'd love to know what you guys have been doing to kind of like make sure this itch, because it can get lonely as hell, right? Especially if you live alone like us. So it can be really difficult. So let us know how you guys are fulfilling this need And we'd love to hear it. We'd love to bounce ideas off as well. So make sure to subscribe, comment, like it, share it. DM all your messages to me and Gene. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. Peace.
Peace.